This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Geo on the Fan. And across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Monday morning. Hope you had a great weekend. I certainly did. I know Boomer did. And we've got a ton of stuff on the docket this morning, including the brackets are out. You got a bracket? We'll talk about it. And, of course, the Giants doing some stuff we expected from Dave Gettleman, getting rid of some veterans that maybe aren't a right Gettleman fit. We've got plenty on this Monday morning. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
What the hell is Zach doing in here? Zach, what are you doing in here, Zach? Are you going to do some card tricks or something? Because you're dressed up like a magician.
Well, Zach was telling me before the show, so there was a beautiful event that you had over the weekend, and Zach was there. I was there. And Zach said he wanted to get the most mileage out of his tuxedo as possible. Zach, our wonderful production guy. So he wore the tuxedo to work this morning. And he wanted to show us that he wasn't kidding about this, because I said, there's no way you're going to actually do that. And then, look, here he is. He did it.
He is here. And, you know, he walked in to say hello this morning. I didn't even notice. I swear to God, I didn't even notice. So,
my God.
I'm glad you're getting the most out of it. And it does look like you are a magician, just so you know.
I know. I was actually practicing tricks yesterday.
Well, okay, great. Well,
can't talk. But, yeah.
That's okay. Well, thank you for wearing it and getting the most out of it.
Right.
And,
I don't Gio know if wanted me in. To sit here and say nothing the whole morning. So that's what I'm going to do.
No, you're not. You can't.
I could do it. I could actually do that.
No,
sit
you can't.
This entire time and actually say nothing.
No.
I don't
I'm not saying a word.
I do not want you to do that.
You need
to get to work.
Right, to get to work. No,
what would this station do without you, Zach?
Right, I'm seriously. In a tux. I don't work when I'm in a tux.
All right, Zach. We appreciate it.
You look great. I appreciate it. You look great on Saturday night, and you actually had a great time, I would imagine. Yes.
I had a blast. That's all I'll say.
All right. Okay, well, now make yourself disappear.
Right.
Okay. I'll bring the tux back before they charge me 20.
Yes, exactly.
All right. That's our production guy,
you know,
Zach.
Interesting.
Super Z.
A lot of stuff to talk about this weekend from the weekend. And I mean, well, I think where do you want to start? I think you have to start with Odell Beckham Jr. It's the biggest story in sports right now, especially with the tampering period now starting with free agency. The Jets are going to be calling mad, like, you know, agents like crazy. Trying to spend this $90 million that now they have more than everybody else to spend, due in large part to all the trades that Cleveland made right on Friday, which I'll tell you what, it blew me away. And I'm glad that general manager out there is actually acting like a real general manager and trying to use their assets and rebuild their team. And I'll tell you, they made some really good additions for themselves. It also goes to show you that they are going to take a quarterback with either the first or the fourth pick. I have a hard time thinking that they're going to take a running back number one overall. I just really do. I mean, there's plenty of running backs in this group. I think they're going to take a quarterback number one. I wouldn't be surprised if it's Darnold. I hope for their sake that they take Josh Allen, but I think it's probably going to be Darnold out of USC, which would mean that the Giants will have the most valuable pick left in the draft, and they will be able to do whatever they want with it. And depending on how desperate some of these teams become, they may be able to, you know, load up here and trade away, or they may be able to take the quarterback that they want, or they can take Saquon Barkley. So it'd be interesting to watch that. But in the meantime, there's this whole thing now surrounding Odell Beckham Jr. And the 7-minute Instagram tape, whatever the hell it is, 7 seconds, I should say,
yeah,
Instagram
tape,
whatever
it
is. There is no question in my mind that there is cocaine in the room. I don't know what he's got in his hand. I don't know what he's smoking. I can imagine. We all can imagine. But there's no doubt that there is cocaine in the room. Looks like the gal that he's with is ready to start doing something. There's obviously a third person in that room as well. He's got to realize that he is a target I do believe this happened over in France.
It did. Now, the timeline of it's confusing, though. Now, he was in Paris, I guess, recently, but there's people that are saying that there's tattoos that are different on him, so maybe this is old news. He tweeted out himself.
So if it's
old news, still makes a story. Now, right. Now, that's the second point. No matter when this is going on, it's probably not a good thing, especially if he's employed by the New York Giants when this is going on. But, you know, there is a difference between last week and 2 years ago for me with Odell Beckham Jr. There is a difference, especially if he's trying to mature and he wants to come back and have a big year and play for this contract. And I don't know. But, yeah, it's a horrible look, and I'm with you. I'm not hiding behind this. There's a white powdery substance in the room. I mean, listen, let's get real. You've been around the world enough. You have an idea what goes on in situations like that where you're sitting next to a woman who's got a credit card, white lines in a bed, and they're hanging out. I mean, please, give me a break.
Yeah, and, you know, the other thing, too, now for the Giants is to decide, all right, do we go down this path of giving him a new contract? Because a lot of the guys in his draft are all receiving new contracts, and he's obviously in line for one of those contracts. But there's two things here that really bother me about Odell Beckham Jr. One is I don't know how healthy he is coming back from the injury he sustained against the San Diego Chargers. That's a pretty significant injury. I need to see that on the field before I decide I'm giving anybody some sort of new extended contract that's going to be more money than anybody else that's ever played the position. And number two, I have to find out exactly when this video was posted or where it came from and whether or not this was 2 years ago or whether or not it was 2 months ago. Because if it is 2 months ago and it's in the time period now, after all this other crap that has gone on here for Odell Beckham Jr., if I'm the Giants, I am really absolutely, well, I'm absolutely not giving him a contract. I'm just not. I'm going to let him play under his deal this year. I have 2 years where I can franchise tag him. I can have him here for three more years, and I know he's going to be unhappy. And it's unfortunate that he's unhappy. The only reason he would be unhappy is because of the idiot situations he get himself into that is leading us to question whether or not we should invest in him long term. So I don't want to hear about, you know, being unhappy. I want to hear about proving it. Prove to us that you deserve the money that you want, that you want to be the highest paid wide receiver in football. So a couple things. I would think that the Giants have got to investigate and find out accurately when this video was posted, because I do think that there is something to be said if it were 2 years ago as opposed to 2 months ago.
Right. What does not look good for Odell Beckham Jr. is the fact that he was in Paris for Fashion Week, and this woman that he's with is from Paris as well, and that's just not a good thing. I'm with you in trying to prove yourself this year and all those things and show up to practice.
Would you give him money? Would you give him a
contract?
But
right now, absolutely not. I mean, there's no way I would give him a contract right now. What I want to know, though, is let's say he comes back, he's there at camp, he's working hard, he's staying out of trouble, he's saying the right things, he's doing the right things. I mean, do you forget about this video? Is that an easy thing to forget about, or you just pile that on top of all the other things? I mean, how much of a fresh chance are you giving him now after you see this, if you determine that it did happen just a couple of weeks ago? Because that is the trickiest question. Because I think that Dave Gettleman and I think that Pat Shurmur want this to work out, and they want Odell Beckham Jr. to be a superstar in a Giants uniform if the number is right and he comes back as a more mature player. And that's what they wanted to do going into this season. Now this throws a complete monkey wrench into it. How much does this change how you were going to give him a fresh start in 2018?
Well, you know, I do know this, that he is an international superstar. I don't care what you say. He's well-known all over the world. That's why he goes to these fashion shows. That's why he's taking pictures with soccer stars and everything else, in Europe and in Spain and everywhere else. So he is aware of who he is. He's aware of the celebrity that is attached to him. The only thing that I would say to him is that this is the NFL, and the NFL usually stands for not for long. And, you know, you go down this path, and all of a sudden you start getting traded and get moved around, things aren't going to bode well for your future. I don't want to act like a prude. We know that these things happen. We know that these guys get themselves in this situation. The only thing I would say to Odell Beckham Jr. is that you have to recognize, and you can't just be stupid and dumb to the fact that you are a lightning rod and that people want a piece of you. And they may want a piece of you for the right reasons, and they may want a piece of you for the wrong reasons. And this is a piece of him for the wrong reasons. These are people that he doesn't know. These are people that he has probably just met. And these are people that want to use him to basically put themselves out there. And, you know, with these stupid Instagram and Snapchats and Facebook posts and all this other crap.
Yeah, I just don't know how you can, when you're looking for that type of money, have yourself in any sort of situation like this. And this is...
He had no idea that somebody was going
to
put
that
this
That doesn't mean anything to me. It doesn't mean anything to me. It really doesn't. And when you said you don't want to sound like a prude, I'm definitely with you on that. I mean, I'm hanging her out
with supermodels and all this other crap. What do you think they're doing?
That's true, but not every wide receiver who's in his 20s that's looking to get paid is out there with crappy-looking pizza, weed, and coke. You know? I mean, he made that decision.
Maybe out there with crappy-looking pizza, weed, and coke. It's just not with supermodels.
Okay, so...
Maybe it was some other group of people who probably are their friends that are not going to Instagram the picture out of him in a compromising situation.
Yeah, I see. To me, I don't know. I think more of this stuff would be out there then. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. is a superstar, but you're telling me...
Look,
it's just stupid thing. He's not smart.
Whenever this happened, Greg, and I don't know when this happened, so I'm going to assume that it happened in the last 2 months, okay? If he doesn't realize that people are trying to take advantage of him.
Right.
And, you know, I don't think anybody, the third person or the fourth person or however many people were in that room, and the person with the camera was not all about doing him a favor. It was all about doing themselves or doing this model a favor and putting her out there. Now, all of a sudden, she's all over the place, and she's become, you know, internet famous because of Odell Beckham Jr.
Right. Well, he's got to be smarter than to put himself in that situation.
But you know
what? Sorry.
All right. So he's 25 years old. Doesn't seem to have a significant other in his life. Seems like to be living the life of the crazy person flying all over the place, getting involved in all these different celebrity things, being asked to show up. I would be more worried about, is he healthy? Is he taking care of himself? Those would be the two things that I'm really worried about right now if I'm the Giants. And there's no way that he's doing coke or any of that other stuff. It seems like she's getting ready to do a line, and you know, who knows what's going to happen between and what else went on behind that camera after that camera shut down. But I would think that the Giants have to find out when this freaking thing was shot. If it was shot in the last 2 months, which we all think it was, then they're going to have an issue on their hands because he's in the situation where somebody now is putting it out there. The NFL realizes it. The Giants realize it. And it would be interesting to see how he's going to try to wiggle himself out of this.
Right, and this shows me a lot about him because there was a bunch of stuff that we saw that he was trying to redo his image, for lack of a better term, where he was out on Twitter saying, hey, don't listen to these Twitter trolls, to whoever it was Landon Collins or somebody, don't listen to the Twitter trolls, man, I had to learn the hard way. There was a couple of different things that he was trying to do where it was like, all right, I'm going to remake my image, I'm going to go into this year, I'm going to go and get paid. So he was putting out that publicly, but then he's still doing stuff like this? I mean, I don't know if I'm ever paying the guy then. I mean, even if he has a phenomenal year this year and he does everything right, I'm still thinking in my mind, you still put yourself in that type of situation heading into this season off an injury? I mean, it's one thing. You can party, you can have fun without getting all that other stuff involved when you're Odell Beckham Jr.
Do you think that the NFL is a bunch of choir boys?
Of course, I don't.
From the people who own the teams to the people who run the teams.
I'm not saying that.
And the people who play for the teams. They all have... You know, they all have something, right?
Okay.
And I know this is a big deal.
But he's got more to prove than a lot of those guys right now.
So I would just say for the Giants, I'm not even giving him a contract until I see him on the football field healthy first and foremost. I have to make sure his lower leg, his ankle is healthy. I want to see that he is still the same player because I am not paying the player for what he did. Mm-hmm. I'm going to pay the player for what he's going to do. So for me, at least, it's the ankle first. Let me see him on the field. Let me see him doing his thing. And then I'll make a decision as to whether or not I'm going to pay him. It would be stupid to pay him prior to that.
Yeah, I mean, I just think that when you know the situation you're in, your decision-making process has to follow. I mean, for example, like this job for me, there's more people who know what I'm doing now than ever have. There's certain things that I don't do as much, or I won't. Like if someone's saying, hey, go here later at night, or driving, or just more conscious about certain things.
Did you just compare yourself to Odell
Beckham Jr.?
No, I didn't. Nobody's going to want that. It's not what I'm saying.
You
think some model's going to want to eat pizza and smoke blunts with you and do cocaine?
That's not what I'm saying. My point is that...
Nobody's going to do that with you, Greg.
Oh, my God. Never mind.
I'm just telling you right now.
What my point is that certain people can recognize... the situations that they are in. And by the way, you would probably say the same thing to me. I mean, look, you have said the same thing to me. There's more people paying attention to the stuff that you do.
But like I told you, he is like free to do whatever he wants.
Okay.
He is a young man.
So that's an excuse to act like this?
No. Listen, I'm telling you, he's a young man. He's 25 years old. He's making $25 million from Nike on top of his NFL deal. He's got other money coming in from endorsements from the commercial that he and Eli did over the Super Bowl. I mean, there's a million things that are going on in his life. He's being invited everywhere.
Okay.
He's probably the number one invite when it comes to NFL football players right now to any party, any, fashion show, auto shows, you name it. This guy is probably on the top of everybody's list, which is why I'm saying I want to make sure he's healthy. I want to make sure that he's taking care of himself before I give him the contract. I know he's going to be very unhappy about that. I don't really care. At this point, if I'm Gettleman, I'm telling his agent, hey, you know what? I can't trust this guy. I can't turn around and give this guy $60 million signing bonus.
Of course not.
I just can't do it right now.
Especially right now. There's no way.
Now it's all about approve it. And I don't know how they're going to handle this. I know that they're very disappointed by it. I know that they'll talk to his agent. They'll talk to him about it. It'll be interesting to see what the NFL does with this. I think the NFL has to, in some way, shape, or form, investigate this because it's all right there on that video. And he's sitting right there, and it's not edited.
Right.
It's live or taped, but he's there, and it's all accurate. So I would say that he still has a bunch of hurdles to jump over to make sure that he's going to be able to play this year.
Yeah, I mean, you seem more bothered by like Yoenis Cespedes shagging fly balls a different way than his teammates than what Odell Beckham Jr. was involved here. Like, I don't think that this is a good thing. I understand that he's a popular guy. I understand that he's been put in a situation where there's a lot of temptation, but I can't just slough this off saying, well, man, I tell you, everybody wants a piece of them. So, you know, this is not NFL guys aren't choir boys. I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah, a lot of them aren't. But there's a lot of guys also who aren't putting themselves in this type of situation when they are a superstar for the New York Giants. I mean, think about Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown has some sideline blowups. But what has Antonio Brown gotten himself involved with? I mean, people want a piece of him, too, everywhere. Guy makes a ton of money. He's already gotten paid that big contract. He's got every excuse in the world to go out there and do stuff like this, but he does not. So, I mean, I think this is inexcusable. I wouldn't be surprised if the NFL went after him in some sort of way.
They have to.
And ended up suspending him because they've had less evidence to suspend people for certain things. So I think that you'll see that. And I think that maybe he can't even prove himself to the Giants this season to get that money because there's just too much evidence at this point stacked against him to say that he can be the face of a franchise like the New York Giants for the next 10 years.
Well, the first thing I want to say to that and all that nonsense that you're just spewing right now is, number one, I didn't compare him to Yoenis Cespedes. I never did. I just said it's a completely different thing. It's away from the field. Yoenis Cespedes is supposed to be a leader on the baseball field. If we want to get down that road again, we can. It's not just about wearing a hat backwards, which is just it's just basically part of the issue with Yoenis Cespedes, who did hit a home run, by the way, yesterday, and can throw the ball as far as he wants to throw it, when he wants to throw it. At least that's what he said. So I'm happy about all that, and hopefully Yoenis Cespedes will play 140 games for the Mets this year, and he'll do it the right way, and he'll be a leader of the team because he makes the most money on the freaking team. As far as Odell Beckham Jr. is concerned, obviously somebody's trying to set him up. Somebody is absolutely taking a shot at him away from the field. I am more worried about whether or not he is healthy on the field before I give him the big money. So in that way, we are in lockstep. So we'll see what happens in regards to what the Giants and the NFL do here. But once again, Odell Beckham Jr., without question, is embroiled in a major controversy. And that controversy doesn't seem like it's ever going to end with him. And that's another question that Dave Gettleman and John Mara have got to ask themselves. Do we want to go down this road for the next 5 years where when we give this guy guaranteed money, there is no telling what sort of crap he's going to get himself into? So that's what the Giants have got to answer. And by the way, they'll also be answering a lot of free agency questions today because today now starts the tampering period for 48 hours. The league year starts on Wednesday. Agents and players can then sign contracts starting Wednesday. They could talk now for the next 48 hours, but they can't sign contracts until Wednesday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it.
I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.